You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and you're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for March 2nd, 2009. Let's talk about shipping. Shipping. That's the state of being a fan of not just a TV show, movie, or book, but also of the romantic relationships, see what they did there, between characters within the story. Those character relationships may have been part of the story itself, or subtext inferred by fans, or simply made up stuff. Well, shipping's become a subculture in certain fandoms, thanks of course to social networking on the internet. Consider fanfiction on LiveJournal. I first heard about shipping through my wife, who was a big Harry Potter fan, up to the point when it was clear that Harry and Hermione wouldn't be a couple. To this day, much as I love the whole series, for her, it ends with the 5th book. So, Doctor Who and shipping. When my wife and I started watching Doctor Who, she observed of the 9th Doctor and Rose,
"So, when do you think something will happen between them?"
And I said, "No way! There was this huge controversy over a kiss in the TV movie. He's above all this stuff." 4 years later, and the Doctor-Rose relationship was one of the most important subplots and character arcs in the whole show. And let's not forget the Doctor's other encounters. River Song, Renette, Martha, even Linda with a Y, even We're Not a Couple Donna. Lots of fodder for shippers of all types. If you prowl the mainstream Doctor Who forums, there's a small number of fans devoted to these relational side stories, canonical or not. There's another group who seriously resent the invasion of shippers into a fandom that got along just fine without, quote, pedestrian romance, unquote. And then there's the majority who just move on and talk about Cybermen and stunt casting and spoilers. Count me in that third camp, but maybe just a bit of the first as well. One of the reasons Doctor Who has found a huge modern audience is that the characters relate to each other beyond moving the plot from A to B. If that means an influx of fans excited by the relationships between the Doctor and Rose, Owen and Toshiko, Jack and everybody, so be it. There's room for everyone in the TARDIS. It's bigger on the inside. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com or on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord. Please, leave some feedback, drop some comments, let me know where I'm wrong and where I'm right. Next time, we get down and dirty into the geeky stuff with the constellation Cerberus.